thing just started about a minute ago. We wanted to make sure we got Coach Davis's comments there. Drive on the inside, and it's Ty Hageman going up left side for the two-point basket, and the MTCS Cougars lead Moore County 7-1. And we welcome you to our coverage of the District 9A tournament. Middle Tennessee Christian School in Moore County tonight here in the opening round, starting lineups as we can get to them. The first dead ball here, and this may be our opportunity, a three-second violation. So here is the lineup for Jason Piercy's MTCS Cougars. Derek Spears, number three, junior guard Spears. Number five, Ben Brown, junior guard. Number three, Ty Hageman. He is a senior post. David Capps, number two, junior post. And number one, Bryson Creer, junior guard. And the basket's going to go left side for Derek Spears, and he's going to get the plus one. The basket will count, and he's headed to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line to make it 9-1 over Moore County here in the early going. Starting lineups from Winners Trophies, Fans Heating and Air, and Game Days Team Sports. In and out on the plus one. Your score remains 9-1. The winner of this automatically in the region moves on in the district tournament. This is first round play in District 9A. They flip it back out to Davis. Dylan Davis drives the lane, and he's going to be fouled, getting a couple of shots. Will be Davis, and the foul is on Ty Hageman. That is his second. J.P. Robinson starting tonight, senior guard for Moore County, number three. Dalton Barrier, 5'11", senior guard. Number four, Cole Boyce, 5'9", junior guard. Number 14, Dylan Davis, 6-foot junior forward. And number 23, Ben Harvey, 6-foot senior forward, the starting lineup for the Moore County Raiders. First one was no good. The second did fall for Davis. Their second point of the game. If you'd like to hear the remaining last couple of moments of the MTSU postgame show, tune now to 89.5. That's WMOT 89.5 on your FM dial. Bryson Creer has it top of the key for the Cougars in the white uniforms, trimmed in white. Flip it over to Ben Brown, and there's a whistle and a foul away from the basketball. It's going to be on a screen, a legal screen. And that's Luke Powell, the freshman who just came in, who picked up the foul. Up the floor come the Moore County Raiders. It's Cole Boyce crossing the timeline now, comes to the near side to Davis. Top of the key, open for the three. Robinson didn't take it. They want to lob down low into the double team. Shot is up and missed by Harvey. Rebound, Spears. Great bounce pass down low, off the left block. Good. And that is David Capps with an assist from number three. Derek Spears, the all-time leading scorer for the Cougars, eclipsed Craig Maynard's record this year. That held for 28 years. Underneath, Luke Powell blocks a shot, but the rebound came back for Dylan Davis to throw it in the hole. Ben Brown, left wing, now deeper in the left corner. Capps fires up the three, just misses. Rebound, Boyce. Boyce down the floor quickly, doesn't have the numbers, but penetrates the lane, lays it up and in. Back quickly in transition, 11-6 your new score. Cougars leading the Raiders about midway through the first period. Lots of basketball action for you today. Enjoyed that Raider win, 93-41. Creer, left wing, the three is no good. Boyce with the rebound down the near sideline as they move right to left. In the baby blue uniforms, shot no good by Boyce on the running layup. Rebound Brown up the floor to Spears. Spears goes baseline, pumps it up there, and it's good from about 6 feet. Derek Spears, 4 points, 13-6. Middle Tennessee leading in this one. Boyce top of the key to Harvey. They do feed down low, driving the baseline. Powell's going to pick up another foul as Davis was about to lay it in the hole. Luke Powell picks up his second foul. And ready to check in is Justin Wynn for the Cougars. First toss is up and good by the junior, Dylan Davis. He's got 4 of the Raiders' 7 points. We've got the Middle Tennessee Christian School Cougars and the Moore County Raiders here tonight. Second shot for Moore County off the mark. Spears down the floor quickly. Foul line. Glides on in there. Shot won't go, but he's fouled as he went for the layup here on the near side. Foul on J.P. Robinson. Again, if you're just now joining us and would like to hear the last couple of moments of the Middle Tennessee Blue Raider postgame show, 89.5, where you can find that, 89.5 WMOT. Derek Spears hit both of the Fans Heating and Air free throws to make it 15-7. 3 minutes and 7 seconds left here in the first period of play. Driving right side is Boyce, turning, spinning after passing off. Shot no good. Rebound put back by Harvey. This won't fall, but another rebound by Harvey, and he does put it in the hole this time and is fouled. Basket counts, and Justin Wynn picks up the foul. So the post players have had some trouble tonight. Five fouls already, and Harvey converts the plus one. Wynn trots it up the floor. Sophomore guard for Middle Tennessee. And now a foul, even though the three-pointer by Ben Brown went. Joseph Peck, the eighth grader, picks up a foul. Offensive foul rubbing off a screen there on the far side. Joseph Peck, eighth grade post player playing on the high school team, called him up. Given the Cougars some good depth. Foul line jumper and no good by Ben Harvey. Up the floor quickly is Wynn. At the right wing, gives it up. And the three ball up by David Capps, no good. Rebound, Moore County. Boyce up the floor, may not stop. Goes up with the left hand, missed it. Altered there by Ben Brown. Good defense there by Brown. Capps with the ball, flips it in the corner to Wynn for three, no good. Rebound, Boyce. Boyce down the floor. Foul line, kicks it back out. The three ball by Barrier is buried. Three ball by Dalton Barrier, and Moore County is within two. Minute 50 to go. The Raiders have been on a run. Derek Spears uses a screen set by Capps, goes baseline, missed the jumper off the left block. Going up, missed. Second one, finally, third time's a charm. After David, Joseph Peck missed the shot, David Capps finishes it off inside. 17-13, Middle Tennessee. Minute 26 to go. First period. Feed inside to Barrier, cut off their baseline. Out front. Shot, top of the key, it is no good. Now driving the lane, it's Boyce. And Boyce goes up for two. 2-point lead for Middle Tennessee Christian School. Spears makes the pass in the corner, it's going to be stolen away. Turnover for Middle Tennessee Christian School. In the corner. Now driving baseline off the glass. Robinson. 17-17 now. Wynn passes off. Finds Spears, he drives the lane. Spears is going to be fouled, and a blocking foul going to be called on Cole Bryce, or make that Boyce. And that is number two on him. So the foul's mounting up quickly here for both teams. MTCS near the 1-1. 5.9, the lob inside to Spears, turns, spins, the fadeaway jumper with 3 seconds, won't fall. Moore County will have a shot from midcourt. They let it fly and off the backboard, no good. Your score at the end of one, 17-17. You're listening to District 9A coverage of State Farm Prep Basketball.
OK Jose Tex-Mex Cuisine.
Hola amigos, this is Sergio from OK Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us, come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. Come go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos, Tuesdays are tacos, and Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at OK Jose.
OK Jose Tex-Mex Cuisine in the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
OK Jose.
Did you know that Sprint now carries the iPhone? This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts. So if you've been tied to your iPhone and another carrier, maybe it's time to shop us. Let us do a bill analysis for you to compare your rates. We have great rates and great devices and local service. We have three great locations, the corner of Main and Middle Tennessee, next to the Boulevard Restaurant, behind Red Robin, next to the hospital, and also in Smyrna in the Target Center on Sam Ridley Parkway. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Murfreesboro Automotive on Ridgely Road, OK Jose, Mexican Restaurant, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and State Farm agent Jeannie Allman. Three, top of the key, it's good by J.P. Robinson. The first three, make that the second three of the night, and the first lead for the Moore County Raiders. Ben Brown looked over the three, and now traveling with the basketball is Justin Wynn. So Middle Tennessee Christian School trailing Moore County for the first time in this game. Barrier going to walk it down the floor. He comes here to the near side. Davis, out top of the key, Barrier. Going right side is Davis. Ball on the floor. Finally picked up by Moore County. They attempt a three, no good, but the rebound and putback is up and good by Robinson. So the largest lead for Moore County now, 22-17. Spears in the lane, tries to go up. They call jump ball, and the alternate possession in favor of Moore County. Oakley Starling checks in, and back in is Creer. And the official saying, give Creer a little room here to inbound. Another stern warning. They get it into Spears. Fakes right, and now he's going to be fouled. That foul is on James Doherty, who just checked in for the Moore County Raiders. Inbound again. Spears fakes right, goes left, and now feed it underneath, and Oakley Starling going to be fouled this time. Moore County with a couple of fouls here on this possession. Foul on Barrier, it's his first. Fifth team foul, MTCS has six. Lob inside to Spears, foul line. He burns it down low, forcing up a shot is Oakley Starling, but he's hacked, he's fouled. Headed to the fans heating and air free throw line. Shot, no good for Oakley Starling. The junior will have another. MTCS has not scored this quarter yet and still remains so. A cool spell for the Middle Tennessee Christian School Cougars. Noble in the corner, dumps it down low. Shot won't fall. Rebound put back. This won't go for Doherty. Rebound, MTCS. Spears straight away. Passes in the far corner to Ben Brown. The three, need it, don't get it. Creer goes up for the rebound, but blocked out of there by Barrier. And Barrier brings it down. Coming here to the near side to Noble. Around the horn to Barrier. Now foul line. Doherty drives. Charging foul is going to be the call. And basket is wiped off. Foul on Doherty. That is his second. Coming into the game, it was Caps along with Wynn. Caps and Wynn come in for Powell and Brown. 22-17, Moore County leading MTCS. 5:45 left in the first half. Bounce pass almost stolen away. It's Caps now driving in the lane, and they say he traveled. First quarter, really the first half of the first quarter, was splendid for the Cougars. Since then, they have been matched toe-to-toe by Moore County, and now Moore County with the lead, 22-17. Wide open underneath, a missed assignment, and Harvey going to get the basket. You can hear the Moore County fans on their feet here as the Cougars trail 24-17. 30-second break, and we'll be right back.
Bud Light salutes NFL fans and all their superstitions. Like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. And the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. NFL fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
It's Bryson Creer with the basketball now. Middle Tennessee Christian School called the timeout. Creer with it back here on the near side. Cutting through is Spears. Timeout called by Jason Piercy to calm things down here just a tad. Caps and Spears handing off. Foul line. Spears drives in. Now Wynn for three. Come on. Won't fall. Rebound Caps. He had it, then lost it. Saved and out of bounds off of Caps. It's just been that kind of a quarter here for the MTCS Cougars. Ty Hageman, the senior post, back in the game. Bounce pass to Harvey, top of the key. Now deep in the right corner, three ball up and no good by Noble. They got their own rebound. This one won't fall. And Barrier missed the shot. Wynn comes away with the rebound. Outside for the big three ball. It's Ben Brown. Misses it. Rebound tipped out by Hageman. In the backcourt, ball loose, rolling around, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Moore County. And I'm not so sure about that one. But that's going to be the call regardless. Moore County fans want a foul. 24-17. MTCS has been stuck on 17 this entire quarter. Dalton Barrier, top of the key, flips it back out, finds Dylan Davis. Noble in the corner. Losing the ball is Moore County, but picked up underneath the basket by Harvey, and there's a foul. Tough luck for the Cougars. Two shots, and the foul is on Hageman, and unfortunately, that is his third. So Joseph Peck going to check in. Free throw is no good by Ben Harvey. So Hageman just came back in and drew that third foul. So he's done for the half, I'm sure. This toss won't go, but somebody got in the lane, and it was Moore County who got in the lane. Lane violation on Brandon Babb. Wynn walking it up the floor. Picks up a trot now, crossing the timeline. They're moving left to right from our vantage point. Spears, foul line extended, left side, no good. Crawled over the rim, would not fall. Noble with the rebound. Noble kicks it back out to Babb underneath. They get the basket because Harvey finished it off with a layup. Ben Harvey, 26-17. Moore County leading MTCS. It has not been the Cougars' quarter. Number one seed here in the District 9A tournament. Brown for three. Come on, get in there. No good. Rebound, Peck. He goes up off the glass. Got the basket. Joseph Peck. First basket here of the second quarter. 26-19. 7-point Moore County lead. 2:45 left here in the first half. Down low, reverse layup. No good by Barrier. Cougars come away with it. Pass up the floor. Cap stops. Gets rid of it. Finds Brown. Brown penetrates. In the lane. Jumper good. Ben Brown's first basket of the night. Cougars come roaring back. Down by five. Lob down low. Going up for the lay-in. Missed. Rebound win. Huge opportunity here. He lets the traffic pass. Spears goes to set up. Directs traffic out there as Wynn brings it here to the near side. Back to Peck, top of the key. Back over to Wynn, bounce pass inside, posting up Spears. He dumps it low. Peck goes up, waits on the foul, doesn't get it, and then he steps out of bounds. Tough play there by Joseph Peck. Raiders basketball, minute 58 to go. Going to the right side is Noble. Back to Davis. To Barrier. At the top of the key, driving is Babb, and he travels. Turnover, Moore County. Love to see the Cougars get a basket here. Number one seed hosting the number eight seed, first round of the District 9A tournament. The rest of the tournament will go to Tullahoma next week. Semifinals on Monday. They're playing four games. It's Spears for the long two just inside the arc. No good. Just a little hard off of the back of the rim. Pass almost stolen away in the lane. They dump it down low. Going up left side for the layup. Missed. Rebound. Cougars have it. Caps looks behind him. Tipped away. Stops, shovel pass out to Spears, turns, spins in the lane, has it stripped of him. Turnover for the Cougars. Driving right side, shot up no good. Ben Brown tipped it, run down by Spears, long pass up to Peck. He's got a layup, and he's fouled. Barrier thought he had all ball, but that's not the case. Leaned in, too much body, and that's going to send Joseph Peck to the foul line to shoot two. He eyes the rack, shot it, and missed it. We'll have another. Peck with a couple of dribbles, shot it, and got it. Fans Heating and Air free throw gives him three. 26-22, Moore County. 46 seconds left in the first half. 4-point Moore County lead, and they're holding for one. Boyce, over right side, 30 seconds. Passes to Davis. Davis turns, spins. They get it down low. And under there is Harvey. Goes up. Shot partially blocked by Spears. 15 seconds. Cougars going to have a shot here. Wynn, bounce pass to Peck. Layup good from the left side. Joseph Peck with five. 2-point Moore County lead. In the corner, Barrier. The three. No good off the front of the rim. Rebound, Cougars. And that is your first half. Nice surge here in the second part of the quarter. And the Cougars come roaring back, trailing by only two after a slow start in the second. 26-24, MTCS trailing Moore County here at halftime as you listen to District 9A tournament coverage on WGNS. We'll be right back.
At Creekside Assisted Living of Murfreesboro, we provide excellence in service while maintaining the dignity of our residents in a home-like atmosphere. Come see our new community, which includes bistros, salons, a library, and spacious activity areas. A kind, friendly, and well-trained staff can help residents with the daily activities of life. Locally owned by Blue Raider alumni Tim Keach and Kent Ayer. Find out more about Creekside Assisted Living, 895-3002, or online at www.creeksideassistedliving.com.
Sometimes the best way to pick up on something is to hear it through the grapevine. In Murfreesboro, you can pick up on some great food at Through the Grapevine Restaurant. Voted your favorite caterer 5 times in the Ruthie's Award, Through the Grapevine Restaurant also gives you the chance to enjoy your favorites every day at lunch. Located at 630 Broadmoor, they're right behind First Bank. Online at throughthegrapevine.net. Also, check out their new event space, Events at East 96. Through the Grapevine Restaurant, cakes and catering.
In today's economy, we all have a responsibility, as we should, to help others, especially those who have had life-altering experiences in these trying times. We here at Tire World have this foremost in our minds. We have met with all of our suppliers, and thanks to their response, we should have the ability to supply tires for every budget. Tire World in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne, repairing cars and caring about people.
At Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you search with the Real Yellow Pages, you get more than a contractor. You get a whole new curb appeal. It's not just getting directions to a dry cleaner with YP.com. It's rescuing an old favorite from the back of the closet. And it's more than finding a locksmith with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting to sleep in your own bed. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile, only from AT&T.
Hey, Blue Raider fans, did you know friendly, fast deals are an everyday staple at your local Tiger Market? Check out what's hot, fresh, and delicious on our roller grill. We know just how to tempt you. For lunchtime or anytime, look to our roller grill to cure your craving. You can pick up your favorite combo of 2 hot dogs and 44-ounce drink for only $2.99. Also, be sure to stop by your local Tiger Market and pick up lots of snacks on the way to the game. We have a huge assortment of healthy snacks and munchies, so take a few minutes and check out the many varieties. We'll be here for after the game treats as well. Your neighborhood Tiger Market, locally owned and operated.
This is Steve Grimsley with Zippy Shell. Are you looking for storage? Perhaps you're preparing your home for sale, downsizing, or just in need of some extra space. Well, then you should give us a call. We offer convenient, affordable storage solutions right here in Rutherford County. We deliver a storage container to you, you pack it, and we'll pick it up and store your goods in our secure facility. We are locally owned and operated. To check out our grand opening specials, give us a call at 216-7879 or visit us at zippyshell.com. Save time, save money, save everything.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And welcome back to our State Farm tournament coverage of the 9A basketball tournament opener for Middle Tennessee Christian School. Running down all the scores, MTSU, a huge win over Troy today, 93-41. Blowout win for the Raiders over the Troy Trojans. It was... Also today, Rock Springs winning the Middle School Girls Championship in Clarksville, defeating Christiana 39-26. Rock Springs a winner, 39-26. Oakland 39, Kenwood 19 in the Boys Championship game. So Rock Springs and Rock Springs Girls and Oakland Boys are state champions. Oakland 39-19 winners to end their year at 21-2 and state champions, along with Rock Springs. In the girls, want to highlight them from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Whether you're in the game on the sidelines or cheering from the stands, the doctors and staff at TOA are here for you online at TOA.com. High school-wise in the District 9A tournament last night, in overtime, Community defeated MTCS 46-45. That was an overtime loss on the road last night for Coach Lynn Berkey's squad. And Cascade defeated Eagle Bowl 60-40. So both MTCS and Eagle Bowl are done for the year in girls basketball. Also last night, Riverdale a winner, 72-43, as we check your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Oakland 72, Smyrna 47, and Siegel defeated Laverne 31-25. In boys from last night, Blackman 68, Riverdale 41, Oakland 72-63 over Smyrna, and Laverne just misses a chance at Siegel on the road at Siegel, 67-65 Stars outlast the Wolverines. And again, the Raiders over Troy, 93-41. That's a check of your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Here are the stats in the first half for from Fans Heating and Air, Game Days, Team Sports, and Winners Trophies. Rebounds, 20 for MTCS, Moore County with 18. Shooting from the field, 10 of 23 for MTCS. They have one First Bank three. That's 32% for the Cougars. They hit a very cool spell to start, well, really the first 6 minutes of the second quarter, but they come roaring back to trail by only two now. Moore County shot 27%, 10 of 36, and they had two threes in the first half. From the foul line, MTCS 3 of 7, 42%. Moore County 4 of 9, 44%. Turnovers, the Cougars with 6 and Moore County with 4. It was 17-17 at the end of the first, and it's 26-24 Moore County here now. And in terms of the points tonight, Derek Spears with 6, David Capps with 6, Joseph Peck with 5, 3 for Bryson Creer, 2 for Ty Hageman and Ben Brown. Ty Hageman in foul trouble with 3, had to sit out much of the second quarter. Ben Harvey leads the way for the Moore County Raiders with 7, along with J.P. Robinson. They both have 7 apiece. 4 points apiece for Dalton Barrier, Cole Boyce, and Dylan Davis. That's a look at all of your scoring and stats from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Day's Team Sports. We'll be right back with the second half and hopefully an MTCS Cougar victory when we return.
Hi, it's Katie back with you for Stan McNabb Automotive in Tullahoma and Lewisburg. People ask all the time, what vehicles are covered by our oil changes and tires for life and lifetime powertrain protection? Here goes. Fast cars, new cars, shiny cars, green cars, big trucks, pre-owned vehicles, little trucks, white cars, big cars. In other words, almost everything at Stan McNabb is covered and at no additional charge. Know what else is covered? Your peace of mind. Buy with confidence at Stan McNabb, the only dealer in America to offer this triple advantage. Check it out at stanmcnabb.com.
Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
Indian Hills Golf Club in Murfreesboro is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. The 18-hole par 72 public golf course is open year-round and provides a value golfing experience for all skill levels. While visiting, take time to enjoy Jack's Grill at the clubhouse for your food and beverage needs. If you need to raise funds for your favorite charity, Indian Hills Golf Club has a golf tournament package that will assure your success. For more information, go to IndianHillsGC.com or call 615-895-3642.
Are you looking for an apartment? Whether you're just renewing your lease or you're looking for your very first place, make sure you check out The Grove before you do anything else. These brand new apartments come fully furnished with tons of cool amenities, and it's all real affordable. There's no security deposit necessary, utilities are included, and you get private bedrooms and bathrooms in every suite, walk-in closets in every room, and tons of cool events.
Hey, Blue Raiders, call 890-3321 or go online at gogrove.com to see all The Grove has to offer.
Reeve Saint Drugstore, there's an app for that. Add the Reeve Saint app to your mobile device, create an account, and you can order prescription refills, arrange for pickup and delivery, track upcoming refill dates in your medication record, and view your drug information. To download, visit reevesaint.com/refills. This is Lori Saint Smith at Reeve Saint at 1801 Memorial Boulevard. Also, visit us at reevesane.com.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. As far as items for your floors, obviously we think about carpets, but it goes a whole lot farther than that.
We're also well known for hardwood, ceramic tile, laminate, custom area rugs. We also do a large amount of commercial business.
Sometimes things that were popular at one time come back again. It looks like shag carpets are popular again.
Shag is definitely popular again.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Moore County with the basketball to start the half and missed the shot, but Spears picks up the loose ball and he steps out of bounds. So Moore County will have the basketball out of bounds underneath their goal as we start the second half. Boyce, Barrier, Robinson, Davis, and Harvey, the lineup for Moore County. And a foul called on the Cougars before the ball is ever inbounded. It's on Caps. You've got Caps along with Powell, Spears, Creer, and Brown, the lineup for MTCS. Those starting lineups brought to you by Winners Trophies, Game Days Team Sports, and Fans Heating and Air. Boyce goes left side to Barrier. Down low, shot not put up, knocked out of bounds off of MTCS. Moore County looking to inbound here on the near baseline. Boyce gets it in. Cradling it in with the left hand is Davis, and he puts it up with that left hand and scores. 4-point lead for Moore County now. We played 45 seconds. Creer finds Ben Brown to Spears, right wing. They're moving right to left as we see it. In the lane, going up, making a great move inside is Spears, but misses the basket. Now a double dribble going to be called on J.P. Robinson. Turnover, Moore County. And that is Moore County's fifth turnover. Creer to walk it down the floor. Crosses the timeline now. Makes the bounce pass to David Capps. Capps goes right side to Spears for three. No good. Just crawls over the rim. Powell with the rebound. Get in there. Yes, sir. Luke Powell, freshman post, getting his first basket of the District 9A tournament. This is an elimination game, do or die. First round, number one MTCS versus number eight Moore County, and it has not been easy. Shows you what this district's going to be like. Missed shot by Moore County, down the floor, Creer, and going in for the layup. He's fouled and gets a couple of shots from the fans heating and air free throw line. And the foul is on J.P. Robinson. That is his third foul. Missed one earlier. Creer hits the first. He'll have another. One quick dribble. Shot it. Got it. 5 points for Creer. Tied at 28. It's been a long road to get here. Tied at 17 at the end of the first quarter. Then Moore County went on a run that they would not relinquish. Although it did get into double digits, MTCS got it down to two. Not tied anymore as Barrier nails one from the foul line extended left side. And now over and back call. Turnover, MTCS. Boyce crossing the timeline now. Boyce to Davis. Davis right wing. Looking around to Robinson. Boyce in the left wing. Back out to Harvey. They pass around the outside horn. Go back to the far side now. They're working left to right as we see it. Boyce penetrates, drives in there, dishes back out to Davis, nothing there. Tight man-to-man defense. They do get it in the paint, and now stolen away by the Cougars. Creer down the floor, fakes right, goes left. Left-handed layup, rolls around the rim and through. Bryson Creer with seven. 30-30, your score. 5:07 left in the third. Excellent crowd here. This gym is packed to the rafters. Bounce pass, Harvey in the corner. Moore County brought a great crowd. Robinson, now we've got a three-second call in the lane. So a turnover, Moore County gives Middle Tennessee Christian School the ball, tied at 30 apiece. They haven't led since the first quarter. Creer straight away now, uses a pick, fires up the three, get in there, no good. Rebound pulled off by Boyce. Brings it down the floor himself. In the lane, flips it out. Baseline jumper up and no good by Harvey. Cougars bring it down the floor with Derek Spears straight away now. Spears to Ben Brown, way out there right side. Uses a Spears pick to Brown and threw it away. Ben thought David was going to cut the other way. Now an offensive foul called on Moore County. Getting some breaks here. The Cougars just haven't been able to take advantage of them. Greer across the timeline now. 30-30. We remain tied here midway through the third quarter. Greer to Brown. Brown dumps it down low to Spears. Goes baseline and threw it away. Pass intended for Luke Powell, but he was well covered. Now Moore County, unforced turnover in the back or in the front court. Barrier couldn't hold on to it. Never really got a good clean pass. Wynn coming in for Creer. Wynn walking it down to Capps. Capps, top of the key. Turn, spins from the right foul line. He walks. Picked up that pivot foot, apparently. Don't know about that one. Boyce coming down for the Moore County Raiders. 3:30 to go, tied at 30. They look inside to the post player, nothing there. Harvey drives, penetrates, and kicks it back out. Three ball up by Boyce, no good. Rebound, MTCS. Both teams are pretty ice cold right now. It's time for the Cougars to heat it up. Wynn for three, no good, a little short. Rebound, Boyce down the floor, goes up with the left hand, missed it. Tipped up, and Powell comes away with it. Out the pass to Wynn, and now a foul going to be called. No, they say he traveled. That's outrageous, just here to say. The reason he walked is he was fouled. So the Moore County Raiders have it. Goes to the far side. Finds Davis. Turn, spins. Now Noble gives it off. Jumper from the right side after the pass to Davis. It is no good. Attempted about a 12-footer from the right wing. Ben Brown briefly open over there. Spears going to drive in himself. Turns and spins. Goes baseline. Jumper off the glass. Well, I just love the way Derek Spears uses the glass there. First point since the first quarter. He had the first six in the first quarter, or had six in the first quarter. MTCS leads by two. Three for the lead. Moore County misses it. Barrier off the mark on the three ball, and now MTCS has a two-point lead and the basketball. It's been a while. Spears in the lane, picks it up off the floor, goes up. There's a whistle. He's going to be hacked, I believe, and go into the foul line. Yes, indeedy. Foul is on Ben Harvey. His first, third team foul for Moore County, and at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line, Derek Spears. The first one bounces twice and falls away. Tried to extend this lead to three. If number three can hit this free throw, and he does. Nine for Spears, 33-30, MTCS. Minute 50 to go in the third. See if I can find my bracket and tell you who the winner will play. It's kicked. Be out of bounds, Moore County. They will play the Forest Huntland winner. Forest Huntland playing tonight, Cascade and Community. And Fayetteville and Eagleville playing tonight, inbounds. Shot won't fall, thank goodness for Dalton Barrier, but he's going to the foul line. Eagleville and Cascade playing tonight. Eagleville at Fayetteville tonight. Opening round of the tournament. Free throw is good by Dalton Barrier. Ty Hageman back in the game. Ty playing with three fouls. Second toss is good by Barrier. And the lead for Middle Tennessee is one. Minute 39. Clock rolling. Wynn down the far sideline to Capps. Around the horn, left wing to Ben Brown. Fadeaway jumper. Long two. Good. Derek Spears just inside the three-point line. 35-32, lead back at three. Boyce to the left wing. Barrier penetrates, goes baseline, fouled by Spears, I believe. No shot. It is three. That is his first foul. It'll be out of bounds. Raiders to inbound. Three ball up, no good. That was Babb who attempted that three-pointer. Spears has it tipped away. It goes out of bounds, however. They were going for the long pass and a Spears lay-in, but broken up by Moore County. So Caps will trigger it in for the Cougars. Driving in the lane, Spears, and he's going to travel with it. Pretty good call there. Got tied up, trying to penetrate a double team. J.P. Robinson checking back in. Make that Doherty checking back in. Robinson was already in there. 50 seconds in this third period of play. Boyce, right side, the layup, no good. Rebound, Hageman. Tie with the outlet pass to Ben Brown. Brown walks it down. 29 seconds. Got the floor spread pretty good here. Maybe a chance for Spears to go one-on-one. With 20 seconds, Wynn dribbles around near midcourt to Brown with 14 seconds. With 10 seconds, Ben goes to work and hands it off to Spears. He is going to go one-on-one with 7 with 6 from the foul line. Dumps it back out. Ben Brown for the long three. It's short. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. With Middle Tennessee Christian School leading Moore County 35-32, the final quarter coming up right after this.
Don't tax refunds always seem to come at the best time? You know, when something needs to be fixed. Are there any funny noises coming from your car? Are your tires looking a little tired? At Bud's Tire Pros, they specialize in a range of services like alignments and brake repair.
They also offer a wide variety of tires, including Michelin, exclusive tire promotions, and all services backed by the industry's strongest warranty package featuring roadside assistance. For service you can trust, visit Bud's Tire Pros in Murfreesboro or call 896-TIRE.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And don't forget our friends at Bob Parks Auction. Stan Vaught and Bob Bug sponsor high school sports on WGNS. From residential, commercial, farms to land, the elite team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction specialize in it all. They have a successful history of serving as state settlement auctions, complete farm dispersals, business liquidations, and more. For all of your auction needs, call Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. MTCS basketball as we start the final quarter here. Wynn wide open, right side for the three. It's off the lip of the rim. Rebound tipped out by Wynn and controlled by Brown. Good heads-up play there by Justin Wynn after the miss. Caps brings it here to the near side. Three-point lead for the Cougars. Caps turns, spins, flips it back out. Wynn for three again. This one crawls over, won't go. Spears lost control of the rebound. Finds cutting through right side. Baseline jumper, Hageman, no good. Lots of opportunities there. Couldn't come away with the basket. Driving the lane, it's Boyce, and they're going to call a foul on MTCS. I thought wrong. It's Ben Brown. Thought it might have been Hageman, but it was not. So two shots for Cole Boyce. The first one, no good. Barrier was the one who just knocked down about three free throws. Two free throws the last time up there. Second one, this one short. Rebound tipped by Hageman to Spears. Dodging bullets. Long pass up to Brown. Brown to Caps. Now back to Brown for three. Come on. No good. Rebound Caps. He comes out deep, and he was in the right spot. He brings it out near midcourt. Fakes right. Goes left. Looking inside. Gets it to Hageman. Shot blocked. Rebound put back. How about that? Ty Hageman kept fighting and got the basket. 37-32. MTCS leading Moore County. 6:40 to go in the game. Boyce to Barrier. Bounce pass back to Davis. No look pass, should have looked. We'll take it. It's a free gift. Turnover, Raiders. Brown open for three, and then he traveled. Tough luck there. He saw an opening. He was open for the three, but he saw an opening, but did travel on the way. That is the 16th turnover for MTCS. That is a ton. Moore County has turned it over 11 times. Shovel pass in the paint. Robinson goes up, tries to use the glass. Won't fall for him, but he's hacked and fouled, going to the line, and I believe this one is on Hageman, and it is. So Hageman with his fourth foul. First toss is good by Robinson. The lead is four for Middle Tennessee Christian School. But Robinson trying to cut that to three with this toss, and does. And timeout on the floor. With your score, 37-34, MTCS lead, 6:12 left in the first, or in the game, rather, on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come visit my family for all of your pet needs. And come see us at Animal City and let our friendly, knowledgeable staff help you with all of your pet needs. To keep your pet protected, we carry a year-round supply of flea and tick medications. And while you're here, be sure to check out our small animal department. Chances are we have the perfect new family member waiting for you. This is Amanda at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street. That's next to the bowling alley.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Bryson Creer to Spears in the lane. Spears, they say no shot, fouled on the way to the rack. So it will be out of bounds for the MTCS Cougars. Foul is on Robinson. It's his fourth. Now foul on the inbounds play before the clock even started. And this foul is on Robinson, and he's fouled out. Before they could even get anybody up there. So the leading scorer for Moore County fouls out with 6 minutes to go in the game. Back-to-back fouls. And that is big news. Can we take advantage here? Caps, foul line, right side, in and out. Down the floor, Boyce. He's turning, spinning in the lane. Powell. They call jump ball. It's going to be Moore County basketball. They blew the whistle. Luke Powell skying for that one with the block on the shot by Davis. Davis has it now on the inbounds play. 5:44 to go. 3-point MTCS lead. Right side Barrier. Gets it back out front to Harvey. Passes outside, now underneath to Harvey. Missed the shot. Wide open under there, too. Thank goodness. Ben Brown pulls it out. Three-point line, far side. Now they back it back up. Spears fakes right, goes left, pulls up for the J, and buried it. Derek Spears with 13. The lead is five for the Cougars. 5 minutes to go in the game. Pass near side, Barrier. Uses a screen. How will the fact that Robinson fouled out affect Moore County? In the lane, Boyce missed it. Rebound went right back to Harvey. And he scores. 9 points for Ben Harvey. 3-point MTCS lead. Spears goes baseline, off the glass. Derek Spears starting to take control here. He does not want to see his junior season end right here tonight. Driving, Harvey lost it out of bounds. MTCS basketball. James Doherty, the sophomore, coming in for the Raiders of Moore County. Speaking of the Raiders, MTSU winner over Troy, 93-41 this afternoon. In front of a packed house, great atmosphere over at the Murph. Spears in the corner, now glides to the foul line. Pull-up jumper, will this go? It will not. Tipped around, saved by Moore County, to Spears. Caps, lines up for three, he's open. Oh, just missed. Spears with the rebound, and there's going to be a foul called on Spears, I believe. They do call it on Derek. That's his second foul. Hustling after the rebound. Cougar fans are booing across the way, and they're not happy about it. Honestly, don't think Jason Piercy's too happy. He doesn't look giggly down there. 3:45 to go in the game. 41-36 MTCS leads. Moore County, the 8 seed in the 9A tournament. MTCS, the number 1 seed. Davis now right side to Harvey. Harvey drives baseline, stripped of the ball. Goes back up again, and now he's going to be fouled. My goodness. Foul is on 42, Powell. That's 4 for Powell. First toss is good by Harvey. He's got 10. The lead is 4 for MTCS, and another free throw coming up for Harvey, and missed it. Rebound, bounds around and picked up by Caps. Might have gotten away with a one right there. Spears here on the near sideline. Uses a pick from Caps. Tries to back in, now burns it outside. Creer for three, bottom. First bank three by Bryson Creer. 10 points. Coach Piercy wanted a timeout. The official didn't hear him or didn't listen one. 2:50 to go in the game, 44-37, and now Moore County calls a 30-second timeout, which we will take and be right back on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Changes in your life create new financial needs. Whether it's graduation, a promotion, retirement, or other significant life changes, First Bank is there to help you succeed. Everything from a First Rewards checking account, investment services, business banking, and more, your hometown friends at First Bank are here to help you. I'm Ben Weatherford, inviting you to come by the First Bank location that's nearest you, or visit us on the web at firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, Craig's Tax Service, and Game Days Team Sports. State Farm Prep Basketball District 9A Tournament. First round, they feed inside. Ball stripped away by Ty Hageman. Turnover, Moore County. MTCS with the basketball, a 44-37 lead with 2.5 to go in the game. The winner moves on to the semifinals. The loser, their season is done. Elimination game in the district tournament. Creer, baseline jumper, bounces off the back of the rim. Hageman with the rebound put back. This won't fall. All blue jerseys there for the rebound. Dylan Davis down the floor. Davis to Boyce, pulls up. 6-footer good. Boyce, first basket since the first quarter. Lead is 5 for MTCS with 2 minutes on the clock right now. 44-39 MTCS. They have the floor spread here. Ben Brown with it now after the pass from Creer to Spears. Far side, out about as far as he can go. Now comes down to the midcourt stripe. Back out to midcourt now, thrown away, ball rolling around. Now they're going to call a foul on Moore County as Spears went diving for the basketball after it was tipped by Moore County. It'll be out of bounds. Foul is on 14 Davis. That is his first, but what that did was it burned a lot of clock. Caps to Brown. Ben Brown down the far sideline, crosses the timeline now, and there's the foul by Boyce. Going to have to hit some free throws now, boys. Junior Ben Brown to the foul line. Three quick dribbles, spin of the basketball, and from the fans' heating and air free throw line, this one is no good. Doesn't get the second. It was 1-1. Bonus the rest of the way for both teams. Minute 23. Here's a three ball. Speaking of three, no good by Davis. Stolen away. Moore County, they go up. The basket is good, and there's a foul. Ben Harvey got free after the steal. And a chance for a three-point play. Foul is on Ben Brown, his second. Ben Harvey, the leading scorer for Moore County at the line. This is good. 44-42, MTCS. Six overtime games for the Cougars this year. Hopefully not tonight. Spears to win. Back to Brown to win left side. Cuts through. They're going to make him foul it. 1 minute to go. Spears holds the ball with 58 seconds. They don't want to foul him. They're going to be forced to, and now they do. And I'm not sure that was Boyce's intention. He was playing pretty tight defense. That is four fouls on Boyce, and they send Derek Spears to the foul line for 1-1. Gotta have him. Missed it. And somebody got in the lane, I think, or did they call a foul? Somebody got in the lane for Moore County. Got a break. Chris Nix is in the game. He's a junior. Don't know if he's a shooter or not. Maybe why they put him in there. Missed the second one, or missed it again, if you will, did Spears. Two-point ball game. Firing it up, no good, but there is a foul with 44.9. And going to the line will be Boyce. It's on Caps, the foul, I think. Nope. Not it. There it is. Spears. His third foul. Boyce hit this free throw. If he hits this one, we're going to be tied. Cole Boyce with 7 points. Never misses from the foul line. Didn't miss that one either. 44 apiece with the score at the 44.9 second mark of the game. We'll be right back here on State Farm Prep Basketball. Timeout.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Our coverage brought to you in part by State Farm agent Jeannie Almond at 125 Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial Boulevard. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Jeannie Almond. Phone number 896-2013. Tie ball game, 44-44, MTCS basketball. Length of the floor to go. Caps gets it in to win. Wynn down the far sideline, behind the back dribble, now comes to midcourt. Crosses over the timeline now on the far side. Wynn gets free. Uses a pick, now sets up out front. Stopped his dribble, so gives it up to Spears with 30 seconds. Spears backs it out near midcourt. The count is off. 22 seconds. Passes here to Ben Brown, left side. Tied at 44, 20 seconds to go. Ben Brown got to get out of it. Passes off to Spears with 12 seconds. With 10 seconds, here we go. Spears to Ben Brown for three. Yes! He hit it! He hit the three! Only 3 seconds from midcourt. It's away, and it is off the front of the rim. And the Cougars survive. Ben Brown buries the first bank three to give the Cougars the home win.